light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O Adonai, you are my light. My God, you illumine my darkness. Take up your cross, the Savior said. If you would my disciple be, give up your privilege and your greed, and humbly follow after me. Take up your cross, let not its weight fill your weak spirit with alarm. His strength will lift your spirit up, and brace your heart and nerve your arm. Take up your cross, heed not the shame, nor let your foolish pride rebel. Our Lord for you the cross endured, and fought the powers of death and hell. Take up your cross and follow Christ, nor think till death to lay it down, for only those who bear the cross may hope to wear the glorious crown. Amen. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I am sinking in the mud, without a rock to stand on, plunged into the waters of the deep, and the waves now overwhelm me. I am tired of shouting, my throat is raw, my eyes are swollen, worn out from looking for God. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. Many hate me without cause. They outnumber the hairs on my head. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. Let those who hope in you not be ashamed. Because of me, Adonai Sabaoth, may those seeking you not be humiliated. Because of me, O God of Israel. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. It is for your name that I suffer insults, that shame covers my face. Rejected by my family, I am now a stranger to my kin. I am consumed with zeal for your cause. Insults meant for you now fall on me. Adonai, hear this my prayer. Favor me now with your compassion, and send me your ready help. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from all that I fear. Lift me above the rising waters. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. Do not let these waters drown me. The deep is ready to swallow me. The pit closes me in its mouth. unless you come to my aid. Answer me, Adonai, for your love is kind. Turn to me with your compassion. Face me, I am desperate. Answer your servant now. Come quickly to my rescue. Free me from all that I fear. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. Their insults have broken my spirit. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for comfort and sympathy. None could be found. They poisoned all of my food and gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The wicked said among themselves, thinking not aright, "Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for our transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. He professes to have knowledge of God and styles himself a child of Adonai. To us, he is the censure of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us, because his life is not like that of others, and different are his ways. He judges us debased. He holds aloof from our paths as from things impure. He calls blessed the destiny of the just and boasts that God is his Father." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
If you uphold me, I shall be unharmed and set in your presence forevermore. If you uphold me, I shall be unharmed and set in your presence forevermore. My enemies whisper together against me. They all weigh up the evil which is on me. If you uphold me, I shall be unharmed and set in your presence forevermore. Thus even my friends in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, have turned against me. If you uphold me, I shall be unharmed and set in your presence forevermore. Glory to the Holy One, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of Love. If you uphold me, I shall be unharmed, and set in your presence forevermore. I have done many good works for you to see. For which of these do you stone
My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I have done many good works for you to see. For which of these do you stone me?
You ask us to break the chains of evil and untie the bonds of injustice. Help us to love you by loving our neighbor. You ask us to free the oppressed and welcome the poor into our homes. Help us to love you by loving our neighbor. You ask us to clothe the persons we find naked and not despise our neighbors. Help us to love you by loving our neighbor. You ask us to share food with the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, and welcome immigrants and strangers. Help us to love you by loving our neighbor. You ask us to care for those who are sick or injured, and visit those who are in prison. Help us to love you by loving our neighbor. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O gracious God of creation, we stand in awe before the wondrous beauty of the universe and the miraculous cycle of life and death, which you called forth from sun and earth. Open our eyes to the new life which spring shares with us each day, and our ears to the voice of your love, which invites us to follow you on the path that leads to freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life for all people and all creation. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things, and frees all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all compassion fill our hearts with loving kindness for all people and all creation. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, dear mother, show your children Jesus, our brother. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our life. Amen.